Happy Friday, everybody. Let me just get this door locked. I'm lucky to have a deadbolt on the outside of my office waiting room, and then another lock for my door, so I do have privacy in here. I'm not sure if I mentioned last week that we still have all the scaffolding up at my office. Nobody has been doing anything though. I think that it's just too hot. But we also have this weird blue, like, protective film on the outside of the windows, and it's casting this very strange light into the office. The only way I can describe it is, I don't know if anybody listening ever went to these kind of, you know, Balearic house chill kind of clubs where there would be that lilac UV but then like blue kind of lighting where everybody is like wearing white and it's all kind of ravey, but not quite as bright and wild as a regular rave. But that is the lighting situation that I have in the office right now. And I guess subconsciously I ended up wearing all pale blue. I have a linen pale blue suit on today. It's just a little waistcoat thing. I have no flowers this week, which all of my flower following friends, I apologize. I haven't been in to the office. I've been working from home like the whole of this week. And so I didn't buy any. I didn't see the point in buying them for just one day and then trying to kind of hope that they would last over the weekend, because they probably won't, especially with the AC off. I'll just wilt away and die, and that would make me very sad. So I guess this is maybe an opportunity to ask what you would bring me. What flowers would you bring me today to relax in this very blue room with me? I'd love to know. I'm just pacing around right now, which maybe sounds a little strange, but I don't feel like my coffee has really worked today. I haven't been sleeping too well because of all of the noise in my new place, and also it's so hot. I've been restless, so just kind of pacing around while I get my body moving, because I don't want to just kind of be still and tense while I get off. I want to be fluid and flow and move so that everything can get to all of the parts of my body and my mind that have been fantasizing and denying myself for the best part of a week. I know, it's kind of crazy. I listened to a orgasm denial audio this morning. I can't remember the name of the creator right now, so I'll have to ask for permission and tag her later. But yes, I'm clearly going to be a very, very bad girl and not follow her instructions to deny myself anymore. But that was just the first thing that caught my eye when I was scrolling through audios on the subway today. So I started my day listening to a very fun, sweet, heartwarming, vulnerable, safe for work audio, I guess, from another creator, Soft Vixen, who I've been fangirling over, and she mentioned me in her audio, so that just put me in the best mood. It's just so nice to know that there are people out there listening to what I create and enjoying that I love it. You know, it's just such a great feeling to have people dedicate their orgasms to you, as somebody else in my chats has told me they will be doing today. So thank you. But yeah, it's such a good feeling to know that somebody out there is listening to you and loves to hear you, loves to hear you speak, loves to hear you imagine things, loves to not just, I mean, just hear you come, of course, but just wants to be in that sexy space with you at sometimes at the same time. The synchronicity of knowing that you are making yourself come and somebody else is doing the same thing at the exact same time. I guess with an audio, maybe it wouldn't be the exact same time, but if, like me, sometimes you have a cheeky second after posting it and knowing that someone's listening to it, it's good. It just makes the distance between us as humans feel so much less significant. It's almost like a meditation, like a shared collective consciousness experiment. Which I guess goes well with my ideas today that I'm in some sort of rave. I have not taken any drugs for the best part of 20 years, so I don't know where I was going with that. Oh yeah, I guess just to say, like, that whole collective consciousness, tapping into those higher realms of being on the same wavelength as everybody that you're dancing with, and it's a really intoxicating feeling. And I think, I guess, when I practice martial arts and meditate, and also when I do these audios and I come with other people, it's my now straight edge way of getting that experience. So I'm just going to unbutton my waistcoat. And start to draw my nails across my chest. And actually, I'm gonna take my bra off completely, because I can keep the the sides of the waistcoat, like I could easily button that straight back up if anybody were to get on the scaffolding outside. So that's better. So as I touch my breasts with my nails, I have green, like bottle green nail polish on today. I'm thinking about the narrative audio that I'm going to be creating, not right now. This is just a ramble, as I'm sure you're aware, but I have been inspired to get back to my narrative work, and it's been a long time, too long. I've been lazy doing these ramble faps, although they do tend to perform a lot better, but maybe I won't actually tell you what it's going to be about. I'll just keep that to myself so that you'll have to listen to it if you want to. And instead, I will lose myself in this blue-hued lighting and tucking my hair behind my ears. Feels so good when my nails are long. I have my bangs pretty fluffy on my face because it was so warm when I woke up this morning. I decided I wasn't going to bother doing makeup, so I got to have my bangs all fluffy. So it just feels really good to part those and just rake my nails along my forehead and stroke my eyebrows. I feel like there are so many parts of our bodies that we just neglect to touch and bring pleasure to. And sometimes, like, they're the most fun. Like, right now I'm tracing my nails along my jawline. And it's just waking up. It's been just existing, you know. I get so aware of my muscles, if they're tense or if I'm working out. I'm obviously aware of my breasts and my belly and my cunt when I'm turned on, but there's just all of these amazing other parts that need touch. And I'm imagining that if right now I was in a club, I actually don't want to be in a club. I'm too old. I'm loving this lighting, and I'm kind of trying to imagine what that would be like again, to meet a stranger and have them start to stroke their fingers up my thighs. But the thought of being in a in a noisy club around loads of other people is just not, it's not sexy for me right now. Okay, so what other little scene shall we create together? I don't want to just talk about my office all the time. I know maybe you're new here, but I do that a lot and I'm kind of bored of it. So maybe this blue light is like in. Some kind of spa, like a salt cave or an ice cave thing in a nice fancy spa somewhere. And there's like really soft lo-fi music playing in the background. And I'm in a bikini, and it's soaked from being in a cold plunge pool, so my nipples are hard, and that cold, wet bikini is pressed against my body. And the juxtaposition of my really hot, wet cunt against the cool, wet of the bikini is kind of weird as a sensation, but kind of nice. And that feeling of having you stroke the outside of my bikini bottoms with your fingers and just noticing if you can feel where the heat builds up in just a tiny little like centimeter gap. And perhaps your body is really hot and dry because you've just been in the sauna, maybe. And our two bodies together are just opposites. Maybe mine is hard and cold on the outside, little goosebumps on my thighs and my butt. And maybe yours is soft or husky. I don't know. You have your own ideas about what your own body would feel like next to mine, and I don't have any preference other than that we have this contrast, this push, this pull. And I'm imagining you kneel down between my legs and you pull my bikini pants down all the way off, throwing them into the corner with like a splat noise. So if anybody were to come in, there'd be no way for me to hide, no way to maintain my modesty in any way other than just, I guess, to use your head to cover myself. And you would lick and bite and suck. And breathe in between my legs. And I would be able to feel with my toes as I slide my leg in between your kneeling legs. Feel that you were turned on. Feel like you were in your happy place, just giving me pleasure, knowing what you were doing to my body. Gonna have to take a break right now and put my phone back on charge because apparently I only have 10% battery. So that is a mistake on my part. But you know what? This is good. This is an edge that I need, as I'm feeling like it's been a week, so it's going to be big. And I want to take my time. So that means you have to take your time too. And I will just come back with a part two in maybe an hour. And obviously I'll release them both at the same time. Okay. See you soon.